on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Anybody have a job that sounds fun but actually sucked? like on the surface, it sounds like it's a fun job just by title alone, but then you got the job and you're like, man, that really sucked. Like, it's not what you thought it was going to be. I found this article online. I'm like, man, don't ruin these jobs for me. Like, I thought everyone that had these jobs were like thriving in life. I'll go through some of these and just kind of ruin these for you guys really quick. Like a veterinarian, you take care of pets all, you get to play with puppies and kittens all day.
I mean,
that sounds
like
a dream job for a lot of people. Like how many kids grew up wanting to be a veterinarian? Almost
half 50. My class.
Right. It's what I'm saying. Like half
but
of kids.
I know that it's probably really gross too.
This person said you get the profession for the love of animals.
Yeah, of course.
But you end up dealing with horrible owners, neglected pets, spiraling rent, labor costs, and just general problems.
Okay, so none of that crossed my mind. I think my main thing was like a dog pooping and like having diarrhea. Well, like that was the only thing.
Right? Like sick pets. That's basically
the only
you're
thing
in
I was
the profession of sick pets.
Yeah.
A park ranger says you're usually dealing with the public self-destructive behaviors when they come unleash their inner selves in the park.
Oh, God.
Like not to mention poaching, plant and wildlife damage. Damage, natural feature removal, and forest fires.
Not people releasing themselves.
That's no, they're going like feral.
That's scary.
How about a stagehand or a roadie? That's fun. You get to travel with the band all the time. If you love music, sounds like that'd be a fun job, right? Now, this person says working backstage in the music industry sounds fun until you're spending your 20s doing it. Low wages, inconsistent hours, rancid work culture, widespread drug and alcohol dependency.
That is all so true.
You know?
As someone who worked in similar, oh my God.
It's like, so not so fun. How about being a flight attendant? Come on, y'all. That sounds like that's got to be a fun job. How can that be terrible? This person says the layovers are cool, but then getting to the layovers, you get to see how inconsiderate, nasty, intentionally ignorant, oblivious, entitled, and selfish people actually get to be.
I will say that's a very small space to have to do service for strangers. So I can definitely see that being a very like mentally taxing position to have.
So let's talk about this. If you have a job that you thought, or maybe you have it, it's like this seems like it's going to be a fun job, but like it's actually sucks. Can you call us and tell us what that is? 410-583-1065. You can text us as well. Did you ever have one?
So my first job was working at Jamba Juice.
Okay.
And the people made it fun, but the job itself, I think I thought it was going to be way more fun than it actually was.
Yeah.
And the reason being is like, it didn't cross my mind that I would actually have to go into a freezing freezer to get the fruit and like stack them all the time and get like frostbite.
Yeah.
And also the awkwardness, because there's no barrier between when you're actually making the smoothies and people waiting for them. And so having to like try not to make eye contact with the person smoothie that you're making because they're just staring at you the whole time and you're just pressing this button and you're holding the blender and you're like looking at them, looking at their smoothie and they're looking at you, and it's just so uncomfortable.
Because I'd be staring them down to make sure they're making it right.
Exactly. And like they're staring at you the whole time and the whole thing just gives you a lot of anxiety.
I think a lot of people think that radio is a fun job. And don't get me wrong. It is, especially morning radio. We have a good time. It doesn't suck by any means. I think what you guys forget, though, is the alarm clock process of this whole job. Like the 3:30 alarm, 4 o'clock alarm is like just, it ruins your life. Like it really does. So like if you're like, oh my God, you guys have such a fun job. This is fun. We have a good time. This 6 to 10, fun. Everything else is just poo-poo.
It definitely throws off the rest of your real life routine and clock.
The life part of this job, it just sucks. Charlotte, have you ever had a job that looked fun but it actually sucked?
I used to be the assistant manager of the Philadelphia Museum of Illusions.
That sounds fun though.
Yes, I mean, basically 90% of that job is literally just Windexing, because all the illusions are like mirror based, so you're just Windexing all day long.
Like nasty handprints everywhere.
Nasty handprints everywhere. And then there was like a mirror room where like people would go in and do some sketchy stuff in there. Like you'd have to constantly be like, hey, stop closing the door and doing weird stuff in the mirror room.
Wait, people hooked up in the mirror
room? Yes. Ew. And we're like smoking in there. And the worst thing of all was that we had this one drain that would like explode. And they tried to gaslight me and tell me that it was just like stinky drain water. But here's the thing. I know the smell of human feces.
Ew.
And it was right by the bathroom. So this thing would like flood, like it happened multiple times. So they wouldn't even let me shut down the museum while I cleaned it. So there's literally kids running around with nothing but like a stand separating them from like literal human waste on the floor.
Ew.
I should have called OSHA when I quit, but I didn't.
You're like, I got this for the magic eye kind of stuff. Not this. Like what? Okay. What's the job that like seems so fun, but actually sucked? Who we got?
This is Marta on one in Ellicott City.
Hey, Marta. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. This job sounds fun, but it actually sucks. What is it?
So I'm a veterinary assistant. I do love my job.
We were just talking about this.
The thing you guys said about the vet is absolutely true.
But it sounds fun to play with pets all day. What's the part that sucks about it?
So we normally don't see puppies and kittens. Folks come in there with their dogs who are, first of all, petrified of us. And we have to do things to them that they don't like. So that's not fun.
Yeah.
A lot of the sick visits will be like, the dog ate something. So we have to give them an induction of something that'll make them vomit. Oh. I recently restrained a dog who threw up 3 tampons. Yes, nicely used tampons that he got out of the
closet.
Oh, had a bunch of
dogs. I was hoping they were not.
You said nicely used. That took me out.
I was
Girl,
hoping they were
real.
Not used.
It's real.
But,
no, it
yeah,
is real.
Yeah. What did you think it was going to be before you got into it, though? Like, what was your expectation of being?
I did kind of think it would be cute and nice, and it's not. But it's a very rewarding
it's
job.
A very,
and when you have euthanasias and things like that, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not just
you gotta
playing.
Have a good stomach.
It's not just cuddling with the puppies and kittens like we all expected
it
to be.
Definitely.
Yeah,
not.
I never never thought I would hear that sentence before.
Whoa,
nicely used that they ate.
Marta, thank you for watching the pets. Appreciate you. All right, there goes Marta. Who's up, Jess?
This is Jenna on 3 in Reisterstown.
Jenna, it's a job that looks like it's fun, but it actually sucks. What is it?
So I'm a teacher, and
I'm going to be honest, that looks like it sucks.
Well, okay, well, hang on a second. So I understand that teachers go through crazy stuff, but like the perception of it is
sure.
You are shaping our world.
Well, every kid,
you're
I feel like, grows
kids.
Up wanting to be a teacher.
Yes,
right?
And like you're around kids like when they're the most creative and have the most wonder. And so like
sure,
there is
course,
definitely that
course,
part of it.
Yes.
But Jenna, what is the other part of it?
Well, like when I was in school, I would sit there, I'd listen to my teacher, and we'd do fun stuff, go on field trips and all. And then now it's just like, it's more behavior management than anything.
Yeah.
The things that kids try to say to us is just absurd.
What are they saying
to
you?
Well, hang on. What did you think teaching was going to be when you got into it? I think that's probably a good question. And what is it actually?
Well, I thought it was going to be getting to know these kids, teaching them, and having like administration deal with the behaviors.
Right.
But it's more of like everything's on us and more gets put on us every single day.
I want to know, like, what's the craziest thing a kid has said to you that you're like, are you serious right now?
Oh, they've told me to F off before.
And this is what grade?
This is first grade.
Wait, aren't you like 6 in first grade?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Teacher appreciation. Actually, wait, today is National Teacher Day, too. It is. Today is National Teacher Day. Dear God. No, it really is National Teacher Day. Oh,
no,
my
we
God.
Appreciate all the teachers going through it right now.
Not on National
Sorry,
Teacher
Jenna.
Day.
Oh, you know.
It's all good. That's not okay.
It's not good. It's not good on National Teacher Day. You don't deserve that any day. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, thank you for what you do for you and all of our other teachers out there. We need to appreciate you even more for that. So thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good luck out there. wait, we got to take one more. This one actually does sound really fun. Who's this, Charlotte?
Jason on 7.
Jason, you've got the most fun job in the world. What are you talking about?
It can be a disaster.
Well, tell us. So what is this job that looks fun on the outside, but it's not so fun on the inside?
So for 30 years, I've been a part-time wedding DJ.
A wedding DJ?
Oh,
and,
awesome.
Come on, that's fun, right?
You're the first one there. You're the last one to leave. You get home at 2 or 3 in the morning. And sometimes you got to deal with some bridezillas, some momzillas. Mm. It can be a show.
Yeah, drunk people trying to touch your equipment or like request songs. And that's just from my wedding alone.
That was just Jess.
That was just my wedding.
That was just Jess alone.
My bad, guys. My bad.
What's that one wedding DJ story that comes to mind that you're like, oh, that was a night?
I've had 2. One, we had a fire because the groomsmen decided they wanted to see if the flowers, which were dried flowers, would get a little too close to the candles, if they would actually catch fire, and they did. And then we had a bride and groom that were fighting on their wedding day about their first dance, and the groom was watching a football game in the suite, big fan, and literally took the ring and threw it at the bride. So that was not a great start to their wedding day.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.